You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. On Thursday the 16th of November, at the Guildford Pavilion in Guildford, Surrey, people will be taking on a daring challenge to raise money for sensory services by Sight for Surrey. We're joined today by Vivian Salter, their events and engagement manager, to learn more about their first ever Firewalk fundraiser. Hi Vivian, thank you so much for joining us.
Hello, thank you for having us.
So can you tell us about what you do at Sensory Services by Sight for Surrey?
Yes, absolutely. So we are a local charity and we're based in Surrey, and we support over 8,000 people who are blind, vision impaired, deaf, deafblind and hard of hearing across the county. So we support people in lots of different ways, from rehabilitation services and specialised services of teams in the community going into people's homes, making sure they have the support that they need to live independently. But also we offer loads of social opportunities as well. And one huge element of what we do is making sure that people have the independence to get out and do the things that they want to do, making sure that their impairment or whether they're deaf doesn't impact their day-to-day life.
And how did the idea for the Firewalk begin, and why did it feel like a good way to fundraise?
So we really wanted to find something that was a little bit different, something that is a kind of once in a lifetime situation, really. And something we also really wanted to do was a fundraising event that engaged the different senses. So obviously, with the idea of walking on fire, there is the idea of touch and feeling the heat beneath your feet, which does sound scary, but we promise it's safe. And it should be a really interesting experience to break down boundaries that maybe we put on ourselves as individuals. And it's an event that we'd seen happen before, and we just really thought we want to get in on that. And it's going to be a really amazing day. We've got some pizza van there, and it's going to be music, so it's going to be a fully rounded fun night out, really. And the Firewalk was just something that we were drawn to it, so we're kind of hoping that lots of people will come and take part and test themselves, really. And you look at the fire and you think, wow, there's burning embers, it's actually very warm and we can feel the heat. How is it possible to walk on it? But as long as you're able to walk at a brisk pace, anybody's able to do it if you're 16 plus, and there's space either side of the 5 meter kind of track for people to be guided, so it's very accessible to people who we support and also your members as well.
It sounds like a really nice way to allow your service users and also their friends and family to kind of take on a new challenge together and all be there for this really exciting, like you say, once in a lifetime kind of shared challenge.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that's something we want to encourage, is not everybody will want to do this, and that's absolutely fine. You know, it's not everyone's cup of tea, but being able to come along and support and spectate and be a part of the atmosphere on the night is just as important. And equally sponsoring those who are taking part, that's really key to how we're actually going to be able to fundraise to hit what we would like to gain from the event. So even if you're not wanting to do this Firewalk yourself, you know, you're able to go onto the website and sponsor the Firewalkers who are doing the challenge. So anybody can kind of help and support in their own special way, I suppose. So it's an open event, even though it sounds like only if the ones who want to take on the scary challenge. But it should be a really good night of fun, music, pizza. You know, we'll all be there, and it'll be a wintry evening that hopefully we won't want to miss.
And do you have any specific plans for the money that you'll be fundraising?
So we are looking to set up some new community hubs within Surrey in some additional locations. So this money that we're going to fundraise from the Firewalk, we are going to put into building those community hubs and making sure that there's, on more doorsteps of the people that we support, opportunities to go along and have a social catch up and just chat with other members of the community and find support if you need to be signposted to different places, and to have staff members out within the community in additional locations as a part of these new community hubs. So that's what the fundraising that we gain from the Firewalk will go towards. So it's all very linked with the community, and we really want to highlight that if you're coming together, even if you just live down the road and you're interested, you live down the road in Guildford, you want to see what's going on. The idea of coming together as a community, doing something fun that's accessible, something different, but also that the fundraising money will go into supporting the community in Surrey. So we're just hoping we get as many takers as possible and as much support as we can.
Brilliant. And where can people sign up to join for the event? And where can people learn more about sensory services by Sight for Surrey?
So you can sign up for the firewalk on our website. So that's www.sightforsurrey.org.uk. Or you can follow us on socials. We've got lots of fun content for the firewalk on there as well, which is at Sight for Surrey, kind of across all the main socials. And you can really follow what we do and the stories of the people that we support and our staff, and just to get a little bit more of a feel of what we do and what we've been doing for 101 years, really.
Well, thank you so much, Vivian Salter from Sensory Services by Sight for Surrey, for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio. And I hope you have a warm and exciting, fiery night at the firewalk.
Thank you so much. We hope to see many of you there.